Tomorrow is World Radio Day, which will be celebrated globally. Radio Ghana finds out from a professional whether Ghana is using radio positively for development. George Ankra spoke to the Executive Director, Center for Media Analysis, Dr. Besson Maugbe, what he thinks Ghana should do to use radio as a machinery to facilitate change and serve as a convergent point for the exchange of ideas. He said practitioners need to concentrate on the content of news packaging, which sometimes erodes the values of radio as a tool for development.
We need to see radio as a mechanism for social, political and economic change in every society. Radio is a machinery that facilitates any change that a human society wants to set across. The reason why radio becomes so central or integral part of every human development is the fact that it creates, or radio serves as a converging point where ideas can be exchanged as to how society can move from its own predicament into a new height, a new expectation. So radio, in its simple terms, allows society to realize its expectational dreams.
If society would value radio as such, how do we use it to do transformation? I'm asking this because I'm looking at the situation where, because of the proliferation of radio stations, we tend to overuse, we tend to overbloat, and we tend to over-exaggerate. What should be the direction?
Thank you so much. I think any mechanism or any system that can add value to any social transformational change at the same time can also derail that change. I think radio, first of all, needs to be seen as a technology. It is a medium. However, before this medium can effect or impact the change every human society expects to achieve, then we need to be more focused on the type of content that we allow this media or this medium to disseminate. I think the proliferation of radio, as you are saying, the proliferation in terms of its availability or its accessibility, it is 100% okay. That needs to be championed. However, the content that is being packaged through this medium is what it sometimes creates doubts in the minds of society, and at the same time even try to erode some of the social and political and economic gains a society like Ghana has made already. So the way forward, I think we need to be very mindful of what constitutes a radio content.
Content and speed has become synonymous with practitioners. Is it that when you break the news first without accuracy, you're doing the best? What should be the ethics like?
Not at all. As you rightly said, speed and content should not be precedent over the value under which, or the values that shapes the content. What are these values? Radio can only function effectively in a society, or in synonymous with the social, political, and economic values, or the belief system of a country or of a society. But when these belief systems are ignored, and then we rather go in by championing speed or who aired the content first, then we breach the professional ethics and at the same time the social values of the society.